Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajakacharya Stuta Rasata Sri Simat, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Gosai Prabhupada ki jai. Anantapuri Vaishnavinda ki jai, Vrinsa Gaurasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopina Samakunda Radha Kunda Giri Gavardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai, Mayapur Navadi Dham ki jai, Alachwani Ramaniti Dham ki jai, Chaitanya Chaitanya Class ki jai, Samanta Vaishnavinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, 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 all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Hatale Samatale Dham Pasani Kiyami Namaste Sarasati Guru Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pascha Deshata. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ Reciting. Oh, we are finishing the last few sloka of 406 slokas in this one chapter. I don't know how many months it went, but we did pass through. And thank you for participating for months and months to just accomplish these four chapters. Are very confidential. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Banaras, when he met Sanatana Goswami, he gave easiest and confidential way to awaken the dormant love that we all had, which was not actually ever well, during Mahaprabhu's time maybe, but then 400 years there was a dark age, and then by Bhaktivinoda Thakur mercy, Chaitanya Charitamrita was found, and by the extreme merciful nature of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur sent Srila Prabhupada, who out of his kindness translated so wonderfully with his purport. And he brought the purport of other acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta. You see these two names have almost every purport. So I'm eternally grateful to Dhyanata Street for at least making us access this most confidential sadhan bhakti to awaken love which we all have in our heart. And also I'm grateful to be here with all of you, because you all, if you did not come to the classes in the morning, I don't know, I thought one time, that would be horrible. But it does exist in my traveling. I won't say the name, but some temple I do go there, hardly 2 devotees, 3 devotees, 200-300 community members. But Salachua is very special. And for some reason, Krishna allowed me to stay here, and some reason, Krishna also allowed you all to tolerate me and allow me to serve. So I'm eternally thankful to all of you too. So we are beginning from 398 to the last verse. ब्रजे कृष्ण सर्व ऐश्वर्य प्रकाशे पूर्णतामा इफ यू आर फेमिलियर विद द लैंग्वेज देन इट विल मेक वेरी कंप्लीट सेंटेंस ब्रज मीन्स इन ब्रज कृष्ण सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ Sarva Aishwarya Prakashe means in his manifestation of all the opulences. What is the highest, what is the holder of all the opulences? The form.
In Goloka.
Yeah, but the form. Out of all six opulences, one holds all the opulences. The other opulences are the branches of the one. If you compare like a tree, Krishna's rupam, form, is actually everything. And then there is a big branches like wealth, power, and another branch is the fame, and sub-branches of the fame is renunciation, and knowledge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains like this. So, but the if somebody do not accept the form of Krishna, they are completely deprived of misunderstanding. It is not possible. And many examples given, like Mother Rukmini Devi, who fainted by hearing Krishna's, well, she didn't think it was a joke, she was thinking serious, that Krishna was expressing that you could have married so many highly educated, wealthy and all this. So she could not believe it, but anyway, after she came back from her unconscious to conscious state, she answered every question that he put, such a nice way. Like one of the question was, Krishna says, Shishupal had a lot of wealth. You know, I was in a village boy, Nanda Maharaj's village, you know, out of his joking. So she said, yes, they all have a wealth, but they're all wealth coming from you. You don't have a wealth, you are the wealth. You possess all the wealth. It's not like you know, I have $1 million in the bank, but if you cut my body into pieces, you will not get a penny of it. Because I'm not the $1 million. I have to go to bank to get it. But Krishna is not that he has a wealth. He is the wealth. His body is embodiment of all unlimited wealth, power, beauty, everything within him. But at the same time, simultaneously, he manifests like a simple boy or simple friend or like this. But it is inseparable. You cannot separate his wealth, power, or knowledge, fame separately from him. It's impossible. These are all one. So this verse, the first line, if you look at Braja Krishna, in the Braja, the Krishna, Sarvaisharja Prakashe, in the manifestation of all opulence, Purnatama, superlative. There is nothing equal or above. So this is the Vrindavan Krishna. Then next line it says, Puridaya means two, Daya means two. Puridaya means Mathura Puri and Dwarka Puri. Puri means abode. Now in material world, we have just like some maybe continent or something. Like Dwarka is the middle of ocean. And of course it is inconceivable, because when the disciple asked Prabhupada, how to believe that Ugrasen Maharaj had a quadrillion bodyguard? Anybody remembers what Prabhupada replied? He said, your puny brain will not act. Just accept it, whatever is written. Yes. It's unlimited. So, even though it's the middle of the ocean, but you know, Indian Ocean, how big can it be? You may think. But then you have a Brahmanas, the whole Dwarkapuri is like outskirt by the Brahmanas, then the security guard. The Brahmanas number, I was calculating one time, is more than trillion. More than the population of the whole planet today. But that population was there in Dwarka. And if you think like this, it's just near India, in the ocean, we can never, you know, cannot put it together in the head. So here it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Puri Daya, so in both Puri or Dwarka and Mathura, Parabhama, the word Parabhama means entire Vaikuntha or majestic aspect of God. Purnatara, he is comparative. The word Purnatara, like Purna, Purnatara, Purnatama. So first line if you see, it says Purnatama means superlative. Nothing is equal or above. And then Purnatara, just below it. And then Purna is lowest. Lowest doesn't mean like he's not manifesting himself. Is there, but comparative, Vrindavan is highest. In other words, entire Vaikuntha has an unlimited opulence, but you can find that unlimited opulence in the dust of Vrindavan, in one dust. So if you calculate, just like Prabhupada says, it's like a very far out, I'm sure you all heard it. Prabhupada says, Krishna is in the atom, he's in the heart, and then he says, in the atom, he's not alone. He is with all his unlimited associates and holy dham. So, you know, like if you think the word atom, and then you say unlimited associate, how do you put together? Inconceivable. But that's how Prabhupada expressed in one lecture. It was very nice. So let us chant this verse, and we'll go other verse like together. Braje Krishna Sarvaisharja Prakase Purnatama. Puri Daye Parabhame Purnatar Purnam. Braje Krishna Sarvaisharja Prakase Purnatama. Puridaye parabhame punatara purna.
Puridaye parabhame punatara purna.
Please chant.
Braje Krishna Sarvaishvara Prakashe Purnatama.
Braje Krishna Sarvaishvara Prakashe Purnatama. Puridaye parabhame punatara purna. Anyone else?
Braje Krishna Sarvaisharja Prakashe
Purnatama.
Puridaye
parabhame punatara purna. Braje Krishna Sarvaisharja Prakashe Purnatama. Puridaye parabhame punatara
purna.
Braje Krishna Sarvaisharja Prakashe Purnatama. Puridaye parabhame punatara. Braje in Vrindavan, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Sarva Aisharja Prakase, manifestation of his full opulence, Purnatama, most complete, Puridvaye, in Dwarka and Mathura. Parabhome, and in the spiritual world. Purnatara, more complete. Purna, complete. Translation and purport is given by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Krishna is complete in the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha. He is more complete in Mathura and Dwarka, and he is most complete in Vrindavan, Braja, due to his manifestation, due to his manifesting all his opulences. Purport. This is confirmed in the following three verses from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I am a little advantage taker. So you remember this verse, you don't have to remember all three verses. When you want to, you know, present somebody that how Vrindavan is superior to Mathura, Dwarka, is superior to Vaikuntha, then the first verse you just remember. It has like almost all complete. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, thank you for doing that. 399 together. Hari Purnatama Purnatarai. Purna iti tridha sestra madda divi sabde natteja paripattate. Translation. This is stated in the dramatic literature as perfect, more perfect and most perfect. Thus Lord Krishna manifests himself in three ways: perfect, more perfect and most perfect. Text 400. Oh, you have nice. प्रकाशिताखिला गुणास्मिता पूर्णतम बुधे असर्वव्यंजक पूर्णतर पूर्णाल्पदर्शक. Translation: when the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not manifest all His transcendental qualities, He is called complete. When all the qualities are manifest, but not fully, I like the way Prabhupada put it. All the qualities are manifest, but not fully, He is called more complete. When He manifests all His qualities in fullness, He is called most complete. This is the version of all learned scholars in the devotional science. 401. Krishnasya purnata damata vekta vudru kakulantare purnata purnatarata dwarka matradishu. Translation: the most complete qualities of Krishna are manifest within Vrindavan, and His complete and more complete qualities are manifest in Dwarka and Mathura. 402. Ei Krishna Braje Purnatama Bhagavan Arsab Sarup Purnatara Purnanam. Lord Krishna is the most complete Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Elsewhere, all His expansion are either complete or more complete. 403. Sankepe kahilu Krishna sarupa vichar ananta kohite nare ihara vistar. Thus I have briefly described Krishna's manifestation of transcendental form. This subject matter is so large that even Lord Ananta cannot describe it fully. 404. Ananta sarupa Krishna nahika ganan sakachandra ne kare dikata rasan. In this way, Krishna's transcendental form are expanded unlimitedly. No one can count them. Whatever I have explained is simply a little glimpse. It is like showing the moon through the branches of a tree. 405. Iha jei sune pore sei bhagyavan Krishner sarup tatter hai kichu gyan. Now this verse is talking about you all. Whoever hears or recites this description of the expansion of Krishna's body is certainly a very fortunate man. Although this is very difficult to understand, one can nonetheless acquire some knowledge about the different features of Krishna's body. Shirapu Rupara Gunad Padejara Shaitanya Charita Mitapaye Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Srila, Sri Rupa and Sri Raghuna, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhalila, 20th chapter, describing how Sanatana Goswami met the Lord at Varanasi and received knowledge. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnanandana Sivakaya Chakshuram Nipam Yatasma Sri Devi. Nama Om Vishnu Bhagaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Bhagavanta Sami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Sunnavati Paschapati Shabha Bancha Kalpatum Vishya Kripasim Nivayavacha Kapitanam Pavana. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. ब्रजे कृष्ण सर्व ऐश्वर्य प्रकाश पूर्णतम फ्रॉम बीटीजी दे इज टू सेल ऑल प्रभुपाद लेक्चर आई डोंट नो इफ दे स्टिल हैव इट इन MP3 nowadays nobody even use much but there is MP3 was a big deal when I moved here 20 years back and they used to sell for $64 and I was a little crazy also I was so hypnotized that except shower I would just hear. Was so nice all Prabhupada's lectures so wonderful I remember Srila Prabhupada utter this verse Aradha Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachit Upasana Braja Badu Varyanaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavata Pramanamalam Prema Kumata Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nitamidam Tatra Dharayana Paraha So there are four key points according to Prabhupada's lecture. I mean, he quoted this verse many, many times. One time he said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quote, and then he said this verse. Then another time he said, a great Acharya quotes. Then another time he said, Lord Chaitanya came to give us this confidential truth, and then he quoted this verse. So I remember Pundarik Prabhu was researching on it. Actually, it was spoken by Srinath Chakravarti, a disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But the way it is, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, sure, I accept everything Prabhupada said. So in that verse, four bullet points, I would say, that we should always, I'm sure you all know, but still I have to say it for the online. First is, Aradha Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanaya. We are not just worshipping the Supreme Absolute Truth. We are worshipping a particular form, particular personality with particular quality display who is known as Vrindavan, Brajesha Tanaya. Not only Vrindavan, he is a son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and beloved of Srimati Radharani. This is our ultimate object of worship. I remember Nalinikanta Prabhu says, one time Prabhupada was walking in Vrindavan and this Brajavasi is inviting, Maharaj please come and see my deity in Hindi. And Prabhupada said, I'll come, not today. So next day, then one day that Brajavasi said, no Maharaj, you must come. So Prabhupada went there. And one of the deities was Durga Devi, because today is a Durga Puja also. Durga Devi. And Prabhupada paid obeisances. I'm sure all of you know, when we come to temple, we keep some time, not some time, in our temple, we always keep the deity on our left side. In that morning, Prabhupada did not pay on the left side. He paid Durga Devi on the right side. And then he revealed that. He said, when you want to have a relationship with a personality, you want to keep them on the left side. And if you go to any ISKCON temple, we always keep the deity on the left side. I'm sure you all notice that. Now, whether to pay obeisances by keeping the right side proper or not proper, don't ask me, I don't know. But I'm just following the way they are explaining is enough, convinced. But the demigod, we don't want to have a relationship with their abode and their personality too much, too close. Maybe we take advantage of their blessing to get Krishna's mercy. But we don't worship. Then we keep them on the right side. So Prabhupada paid obeisances to Durga Devi, keeping her on the right side. And Prabhupada said, she is a great servant. But we don't have actually direct anything to do. So we keep her on the right side. Yes, we respect you, but I have nothing to take from you. But then Prabhupada went to
Radha Krishna deity and then paid on the left side.
So it's very nice. Vrindavan Krishna, very confidential. So I'll give you a little pastimes. I hope I have time. Yeah. I'll give, well, there are many, many pastimes. But one pastime was after Krishna lifted Govardhan, the gossip started in Vrindavan that whether he's God or not. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, Nanda Maharaj is so much in love. What to talk about supreme personality of Godhead? He would not even give his son position of God. So then I was thinking, like, why Prabhupada is saying like this? So I found the pastimes of Sanatana Goswami Pada says. And it's a fact. When there's a thunderstorm, Krishna comes out. Krishna's room is, you know, in Nanda Maharaj's bhavan, there's a 50 rooms. 50 duplex, not duplex, how do you say? Like a 50 separate rooms. Like a palace has a 50 separate. And if you meditate on that, like it makes sense everything. Like, you know, when after eating, recently after eating, we were discussing that Veda Vespriya Swami was here. After eating, it says Ayurveda that you should at least have 100 feet walk before you take rest. Every time you eat, don't just go to rest. Walk 100 feet. And you know what? Because Krishna's bedroom and the kitchen, dining hall where he eats is 100 feet. So Ayurveda, they don't give details. They said, oh, you need to walk 100 feet. Because Krishna walks every day 100 feet. And he's eternally healthy. And actually, Ayurveda, they follow. And anybody does this, they also remain healthy. Indirectly following Krishna, you may say. So, Nanda Maharaj has all these rooms, 50 rooms. And whenever there is a like thunderstorm, not that they have thunderstorm, but Jogamaya creates some kind of a pastimes. Krishna will just, he sleeps, his sleeping room is like next to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's room. But there's a little, like a small partition, you know, halfway partition. And Krishna just, and then knocked the door. Baba, Baba means father, father. I'm so scared of this thunder. So Nanda Maharaj is fully aware who his son is. So Nanda Maharaj would get up and say, no fear, I am here. All this thunder will be immediately finished. And it's like a surprise, really thunder, all stormy weather, gone. And Krishna says, you are the best father. You really scare even the thunder. He says, yes, son, don't worry. I will take care and protect you. So Krishna's relationship is very different than concept of exoteric concept of God. Exoteric is like give us our daily bread. But this is esoteric. It's difficult for everybody to comprehend. Like Mother Yashoda will ask Krishna, is everything okay? You are like so busy on playing. Yes, mother, but I have so many questions. I have a question. Can you answer, please? Yes, my dear. Lala means affectionate, darling son. Lala, yes. I said, who created all this? So God created all this. Who maintains everything? God maintains. So where do I come from? You come from me. Oh, and who will maintain me? I will maintain you. So this is Mother Yashoda's relationship with Krishna. Now, it's possible that when he is under bait of affection and love of parents, that his omniscience is not there, that he is Supreme Lord. No, it is there. It is full intact within. Krishna's energy is inseparable. Shakti, shakti, matayarabhe. But it is not visible or surfing on the while he is exploring the sweet aspect of his devotee's relationship. Majestic aspect is there, but it is covered, kind of like that. But it is not possible ever separate from him. Because they don't have any existence separately. Srimati Radharani even though they are two personalities in the altar, but they are actually one. Radha Krishna Vaiche Sada Eti Sarup Lilaras Asadite Dhare Dindu. The famous verse in chapter 4, Mahaprabhu says, Radha Krishna Vaiche Sada Eti Sarup, they are one. In their ontological truth. Ontological truth means that which exists by its own right. Relative truth do not exist by its own right. Relative truth also can change in time. So, ontological truth, absolute truth, like I am a servant, Krishna is master, that's ontological truth. It will never change. Whether I accept or not doesn't matter. But related truth that people are mostly fascinated in this material world, it can change. So back to this. One time they are all discussing that is this Nanda Maharaj's son is really the origin absolute truth Narayana. So Upananda, Nanda Maharaj, there are how many brothers? You all know? Five. He is the middle. Now first of all, they are Vaishya family. You know? They are not supposed to even be a king. But the quality of Prajanna Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj's father, was such a loving. You know, the highest existence in a community or a country, what is the highest popularity or attraction in any country or a community or family? When you feel 100% emotional shelter in that place. Emotional shelter. Yeah, during the crisis maybe you need some shelter, this, that. But ultimate shelter is emotional shelter. So Vrindavan is known for that. So then Upananda, one of the brother, he's the oldest. He asked this question in the court. Nanda Maharaj has an everyday court session. And they have a plaintiff, defendants like that. Just like here we have court like this. Like for an example, Prabhupada gave an example in Nectar Devotion. The Brahmanas, they went to their leader and they came to the court. And Nanda Maharaj is the judge. And then other side, the whoever is against, they will come there. So then Nanda Maharaj will say, yes, what is your, what would you like to say? So the Brahmanas, leader, he says, well, lot of our Brahmanas are here and they have a genuine serious complaint. Huh? Complaint against your own son. So the law is, they will not bring Krishna, but somebody will represent Krishna. Like whoever is dear for that case. So that was his youngest brother, Sunanda. Nanda is the middle, Nanda Maharaj, and then he has a two younger brothers. Sunanda comes on that side. Okay, what is the accusation? Accusation is that the Brahmana is supposed to recite all the Vedic literature and glorify God and engage others to serve God. So we are doing this, and other day we came across the beauty of Lord Vishnu. Narayana is so beautiful. And then your son just came by and smiled. And it was so beautiful that we lost the attraction of Narayana and everything. And this is a serious matter. Because we tried to focus on the scriptures. And we went for hours and hours, but somehow or other we cannot forget his face. He's like he does some kind of power that he hypnotized. And we cannot focus on our Shastra, we cannot act like a Brahmana. And this is a serious case, so we went to our Brahmana leader and he's representing our problem. Now, what is the opposition? So opposition comes that Nanda Maharaj says, well, don't worry, you're feeling like you are unloyal to God? Said, yes, because God's supposed to be the most attractive. And we know that God doesn't take bath in a bush of enemy. Nanda Maharaj is a bush of enemy. You heard a lecture, Prabhupada said, why is Supreme Absolute Truth choose to be in bush of enemy and a village life? This is remain a mystery. Only He knows. I was like, wow, that's very fascinating. So we all can ask Krishna the day you meet Him. You can say, why my Lord? Just curious. Because there is no vivid explanation. But Vrindavan is not really village or bush. It's like a very mysterious. Very mysterious. Huh? Protector of the cows. Yeah, generally bushes are four types, but one kind of are protector of the cows. They're financier, like banking, this is also bushes. But Nanda Maharaj doesn't do those things. Other three does, just only one. And you never hear any pastime, like he's figuring out what rice, there was a drought, or nothing. When they need it, like for example, on Krishna's birthday, Nanda Maharaj all of a sudden emotionally he thought, today is my son's birthday, Janmashtami. I want to distribute so much wealth, gold coin. He called his cashier, bring gold coin. Now, there is no record who makes gold coin and how much gold coin they have. And they bring the gold coin in a big, big bullock cart. And every Brahmana walking by, even Jogomaya, goes to the demigod place. He said, you want mercy of Nanda Maharaj? Yes! He said, become a beggar and go to immediately the village of while Krishna was displaying. So all the demigods, including Brahma, they become like a lame man, you know, half blind or whatever, you know, somewhere just to get that mercy. And Nanda Maharaj giving how much gold? Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed with the amount of beggar. Now, in Vrindavan, is there a beggar? No. Why didn't he even think, like, where is this beggar coming from? It's all on the way to Jamuna. He wanted to go take bath with his son. But on the way, he sees these thousands of beggar they need. And he's giving, like, bullock cart. You know bullock cart? I'm sure you all are familiar with bullock cart. It's like a wagon of a jeep or something. And he is filled with gold coin and he's giving. And he's helping also the bullock cart should take to their house, wherever it is. So like this, he gives millions of bullock cart filled with gold coin. Now who makes those gold coin in Vrindavan? There's no trace record or anything. It's very interesting. So that's how Vrindavan is. Oh, I'm sorry, I just diverted. I wanted to go to that story, how Vrindavan Krishna is is the most satisfactory. So the question if you ask reverse way, the Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Vrindavan Krishna is the supreme, superlative, then is two Puri, Dwarka and Mathura, and then is Vaikuntha. Krishna is perfect in Vaikuntha, but more perfect in Mathura Puri or Dwarka Puri, and then most perfect in Vrindavan. Then question comes, what causes Krishna to manifest in each place as a comparative and superlative? It is not Krishna. It is the devotee who causes Krishna. And there's a famous verse Mahaprabhu quote, Eki Ishwar Bhaktir Dayan Anurup, Eki Vigraha Kare Nanakara Rup. One God, Eki Ishwar, one God, one Supreme Personality of Godhead, manifests unlimited form according to the devotee's desire to reciprocate and service. They want to serve. So if you see Narayan, is Krishna in Narayan? Yes or no? Yes. So in Krishna there is Narayan? Yes. If I am a Narayan Bhakta and there is a Krishna, but if I have a genuine love for Narayan, then Krishna deity will show me Narayan.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also gives a very interesting point that until we have in our heart a particular form of God, when we come to temple, it's not that the deity is revealing who they are. First of all, we don't see, they reveal, they grant. If you look at that verse that we chant every day, this is how it is. Drashta, drishya. We are drishya, they are drashta, they are seer, we are seen. So, if I have no faith on God, I don't know, I don't believe anything, then I may be standing in front of Radha Shyamsundar, and Radha Shyamsundar is not there. Now externally that form is there, but is not communicating anything. But if I have a love for Radha Krishna, and I really want to serve them, strong desire, that form manifests first, not in the deity form, first in the heart. And you can see Narad Muni is a great example in Bhagavatam. Where did he see the Lord? As a son of maidservant, where did he see the Lord first? By the mercy of sages? In the heart. And Lord disappeared. He said, no more this life. You have to intensify that. If you look at Prahlad Maharaj, if you look at Dhruva Maharaj, same, similar, many thousands of examples like this. First, we have to have the form of the Lord in our heart, and then when we come to temple, it communicates with the deities. The proportion of my love towards them will communicate with the deity, and deity will accept according to it. That's why Prabhupada says, I mean, he didn't say he's a pure devotee, but we know he's a Mahabharata. He said, we don't need all these rituals in Krishna Balaram installation. But for the sake of the outsider, they should see that. So he did all the rituals of installing Krishna Balaram. What does that mean? We don't need any, just by chanting Hare Krishna. What does that mean? It is him who can invite the Lord to come, and he will manifest in that deity form and start receiving. That is called actually installing the deity. When a pure devotee invites, please come and accept this bhog. So first you have the Krishna in your heart, then you have the deity, and then you invite the deity, please come. Of course there is a ritual, so I'm not saying, there's a netra unmilinam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked this Brahmana, so when God will appear? He said, not now. He said, well, you told me today. He said, so come later. His name was Kedarnath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He writes how deity manifests. It was so nice. He's just like a little child, inquisitive. And then next day he comes, so today God will appear? Well, the Brahmana who will put the last part of the eye, when the eye opens, then he comes. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur comes next day and says, well, is God going to be now manifest? He said, then the Brahmana kind of felt a little trapped that this boy is like really pushing to see the Lord. He gave a horrible answer. He said, actually God has no form, it's impersonal. We just do this as a profession, I'm a Brahmana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes back to his room, in his house, and he writes, I was so disappointed. And I'm glad he wrote like this, you know. And he writes, I was so disappointed after all this journey. So then he found that exactly how the deity Bhagavan manifests. It is by the mercy of pure devotee. That's why we follow pure devotee Prabhupada, and Lord will manifest. So I'll go very quick past times. So in that court, Nanda Maharaj was trying to say, don't worry, Krishna is not Supreme Lord. But then what happened, after this court session over, everybody is not happy. Why? Because the youngest son, he says, do you believe God will ever tell to me like this? If my nephew is God, Krishna comes and grab my neck. Uncle, without you I cannot live. I feel like hopeless. You always be around me. So you think God will ever say this? It's impossible. So then he composed a song. Krishna is not God, don't feel disturbed. And it's like a whole rock song going on. And everybody feels satisfied for temporary and goes back their home. This is the court session as it goes on with the difference. So then Nanda Maharaj still feeling like, yeah, he did. I know I went there to Kubera's place where Kubera, I thought Kubera is a demigod, he knows, he's the intelligent, but he's worshiped my son right in front of me and he considered him his supreme god. So Nanda Maharaj has some experience. It's very difficult to reconcile everything within his head. He doesn't want to express it. And his elder brother is like dominant. He says, Krishna is supreme god, don't treat him like your son. Don't talk to me like this, he's my son. I know, but still you have to respect him as the supreme god. Well, that I don't know. I have to think about it. So it's very, you know, what do you call it? Emotional war. So one time, all these coward boys, they caught Krishna on the bank of Jamuna. He said, today you have to prove us who you are. And Krishna said, well, let's see. Oh, on the bank, right here, is Akrura Ghat. Anybody went to Brajamandal Parikrama? You have to go first, beginning with that spot for a parikrama. He said, come, Akrura saw something, we may see there. But you all have to follow. This is a wonderful. Brajavasis are not sneaky, tricky like conditioned soul. I'm not accusing anybody. But Brajavasis are 100% dedicated. Really, they do what Krishna wants them to do. Krishna says, come in the water, Jamuna, and close your eye and go under the water. You'll see me. So they all, these millions of coward boys, they go under the water and they come out. Wow. They start floating. Everything is white, floating. But some or other, Krishna is next to them, also floating. So after floating for a while, they all like started talking to each other. What is this? Krishna said, well, I'm showing you what I am. You said you want to see. This is boring. Well, what do you want to do? We want to go back. Okay, close your eye. So they closed their eye. They found out coming out from the Jamuna. So then Madhu Mangal says, no, I'm serious. You have to tell us who you are. This is very mysterious. What was this floating? I don't see anything in Jamuna floating. And the Krishna revealed the truth. He said, that's called Brahman. But this is, what is Brahman? Anyway, it's like a little boring place. No, really tell us who you are. He said, okay, come again. So he did it again. They went underwater, they came out. They were like shocked. The millions of miles everywhere, like a big, big palace. Everything is decorated. People are dancing, singing. Everybody is like peaceful, and the coward boys like could not fit in, you know, like a little different dress. Everybody has a gold ornament, crown, everything. And they are just a coward boy with the garlands and, you know, some peacock feather and here, there. So, but they are given the access to roam around. But Krishna is always there with them. They are not lost. Then they came to a center of the city in each place. Like a huge temple dome. There's a big golden sinasan. And Krishna smiled with them. He is there. They are worshipping me. Krishna just wait. Yeah, don't worry. It's like, what's going on here? They're like, wow, this is fascinating. But then they wanted to like proceed a little closer, and the other says, well, right now is the offering time. We're going to offer. And they close the curtain, you know, offering bhoga, and then they do arutis. And they're thinking like, wow, they're worshipping you. This is very hilarious. How is this? They're worshipping. And Krishna smiling at the braja coward boys. Not other cannot see them. They see just a Shamma Murti. Shamma Murti means very pleasing, gentle face. This is what Krishna in Vaikuntha. Pleasing, gentle, but it's not a smiling. You know, there are six types of smiling in nectar devotion. That is not there. So it's like that. So anyway, it's a very long story. I'll just say it. At the end, they're like, it's still a little boring also. Now in Vaikuntha, if you tell this is boring, it's not true. But for them, because they have such an intimate, so then, Krishna said to them, close your eye and just think of me again. So they did. They closed their eye and thought of them, they went immediately under water and then came out. They have no idea where is that place was, unlimited Vaikuntha. So when they came out, they really, like a kind of a, like a pressure in really to show. Then they went to next scenery, another Vrindavan. In another Vrindavan, they also saw their duplicate, but they are all married. This is why Jiva Goswami Pad write, there is a Shakya Lila. There is a planet where Radha Krishna are married, all the coward boy married, everybody is married like this. They also felt not complete satisfaction, but they felt very closeness to Krishna. But then finally, they come to tell Krishna, forget everything, we don't need to know who you are. We want to stay with you the way you are and we want to have fun. Krishna says, okay, then you don't have to go anywhere, you can just stay here. In that episode, you can see the highest satisfaction came to Vrindavan Krishna. That's why it is just by their love. It is not that Krishna is not manifesting all. It is the love that they have so deeply affectionate mood that awe and reverence hardly ever become visible.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I hope everybody is convinced that Vrindavan Krishna is the top object of love. Thank you.
Sure.
You are here, that's why. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki.
You're taking questions or?
Huh?
And this Vrindavan is really Goloka Vrindavan, right? Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah. And that is the Vrindavan with all the desire, cows and everything, right?
Yes.
And,
thank you.
That's the topmost planet. And
yeah. You know that verse we recite here? Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarabha Ruma Bhumi Chinta Mani Ganamai Kayamritam. That verse we can meditate. Yes, please.
You said at the beginning of the lecture that, well, we know that Krishnadas Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then you said there's this dark age, 400 years. And Bhakti Vinod found the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But there was other accounts of Krishna that were written around that time. Were they hidden until Bhakti Vinod did a little digging and did some research and found these other literatures that were written by other devotees?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur himself actually answered that question. I'm just paraphrasing what I remember. You heard one of Prabhupada's lecture on Gaur Purnima. He hardly spoke Lord Chaitanya for 10 minutes. 1 hour class, and Prabhupada spoke only about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it bewildered me. I said, who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur? I was new. I just on Gaur Purnima day, why Prabhupada is talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur? So at the end, Prabhupada spoke why. He said Lord Chaitanya's movement was lost almost. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur single-handedly revived. Then his son came, and we all came to help. So they deserve so much credit. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually wrote a big essay about it. He says, Vaishnavism was there. Mahaprabhu's followers were there. But there was no. It was so extinct, like almost like in Alachua, you'll never find a Hare Krishna devotee. In entire Florida, maybe one person, and you don't know where he is. So it's kind of like this. It was there, but it was not. Also, a second point he made, there was no institution where somebody could adapt Krishna consciousness. It was like a private guru to disciple. It's not for public participating or joining. And then the third he said was the horrible. He said, The most valuable precious gift was in the hand of an immature children. So I was thinking like, you know, you give a $2 billion check to a 1-year-old child. The child's future is settled, but he doesn't have parents or anybody. But what do you understand about $1 billion check? Probably he would like the candy more than this. So like this, the Sahajiya Apa Sampradaya, the debauchee kind of practice was so horrible, so prominent, that pure Krishna consciousness was like completely extinct. So that ran until Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. It makes sense to you? Yeah, thank you.
Jai. Yeah.